Jethro, what I would say is this. If we had been given approval for the plans that we required, and we're talking about this club, no other club, we would have been able to carry out these for alterations and facilities. But you can't do it without masses of money. And you can't spend it either on the both on the football team and the facilities unless you can create the money. The idea is to create a commercial development so you can get your facilities and improve the car park areas. Let me take you back to 22 years when I first came here. Yes, I have been here 22 years. And I'm one of the longest serving chairmen in the football club. And basically, I'm not here for John Fry, I'm here for this football club. And when we came here, the club was in debt up to its neck, and there were heaps of rubble in the car parks, and there was the bar, I can't recall where the bar was. This was built here as a members bar up the top floor. And we levelled it all out. Me and a guy that is now deceased, Fred Lewis, and we worked our backside off here to, in fact, create the facilities that the fans wanted. One of the things we had in plan, and the plans went forward, was in fact a bar. And we were told, you're wasting your money because there's a covenant on the site. And as long as that's covenant on the site, there is no value in doing it because you won't be allowed to serve alcohol from it or to use it for the facility, the reasons you want to. So we built the club up from the point of view of focusing on what is the core business here, which is football. Now, if we can get the council, and we need that support because there's too many dissenting voices, we need that support. It will be going in shortly. It's not at the detriment of the football, as I've explained to you, or the academy or anything else. We've improved facilities for the football. When he first came here, where the marquee is, that was the training ground. That's where Graham Roberts used to do his training, in that square there, and use the main pitch.
Oh, it was Ladbrokes.
Not really recorded that. We've improved the facilities for the football side. We built certain things on. We certainly, last season, the bit of money that we did get, we put it into the football facilities, which has now enabled us to be able to think about an academy in the proper sense. And with the development, if this development goes ahead, part of that development is to put in place what you're asking for.
I think you're missing the point still. We're not asking for a supporters bar. Sorry, John. We're not asking for a supporters bar. We're just asking for
James, where are you? Speak up. What's happened to the hot water, cold water, the toilets?
Well, yeah, why is it such a mess? Why are our chairs falling apart?
Yeah, I mean, if we deal with the ground in the hot water, there's, as you know, there's never been hot water in the stadium. It was built at a time when there was no requirement for hot water. It's never been upgraded since. As you know, the ladies and gents are exactly the same, so there's no facility for hot water in the stadium.
But you can get water heaters under sinks, and you can put that in quite simply.
That's brains.
Well, you can.
Geezer.
You can retrofit it if you want to, but you know the point I'm trying to make is
that
it hasn't been changed since the stadium was built in terms of the stadium, and obviously we need to invest money to do that.
Yeah, but that's something else that's for the comfort of the fans again, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, you won't spend that money because, what do the fans matter? Anyway, what I was going to say, Mr. Chairman,
what's your name, sir?
John Martin.
John.
60 years.
Yeah, all right, John.
Okay,
yeah.
Quite a long time.
We had a player called Martin.
And my father, he died in January, been 70 odd years before he passed away, so family's been putting a bit of money into it over the years, you know. Where I sit over in the Screwfix stand, we don't come here early anymore. We arrive about 2:50 because we just cannot hear ourselves speak for the archaic tannoy system that you use over there. The music is so loud. You just people don't buy coffee in the club. They buy their coffee down Asda or down at Kentucky Fried or whatever it is. Come up here. We stand outside. We chew the cud over the game, who's playing, what the side is, because usually we have Somerset on the way in. We know what the team's going to be and all the rest of it. We don't come in the club and spend money anymore. I used to come here, I used to go in the bar at the end there, have a couple of pints, go over there, have one of your, award-winning pies, if you remember those, I don't know. Yeah. Cup of coffee, sit down, have a chat, can't do it anymore. It's just such a bloody row. And at half-time, just the same, it's such a noise. I rang up twice and asked about it, totally ignored.
This side you can't hear.
This side you can't hear.
In the posh seats, you can't hear it. You're lucky.
Well, they're not posh.
How much is that going to cost to put that right? Even if it's just that he turned the volume down, I don't know.
No.
But you just cannot hear yourself speak. You know, and that got to be so simple.
Well, let's solve that one, James.
Another thing I'd like to ask as well is the puddles that collect up behind on the edge of the car park. It's been dry this winter, so you haven't had the problem. But the times over the years and years and years, people come in the ground, they go, championship club, conference bloody facilities. My father, 90, had to sit in his stand one day with wet shoes because he couldn't jump over the bloody puddle that was out there. How much does that cost to put right? Next to nothing, you know. Out by the gate where a lot of people come in now, who park out on the trading estate and that, puddle there by that gate. What would that take? Cut the bags of hardcore. Just done nothing, you know. It's just little things like that that people go, you know, what the hell's happening in this football club? Small things maybe, but it makes a lot of people notice. People notice. And my sons used to come. They got kids now, they don't bother to come. They got the children for the weekend. I've been trying to bring my six-year-old, but my son didn't bother to come, so we didn't bother to come. And there's people like this who find things better to do on a Saturday afternoon, sad to say. But I know so many people that used to come and have been coming for 50, 60 years that don't come anymore because, can't be bothered. It's not a pleasure anymore, and I'm not just talking about what's going on the field or that.
It's not about that. It's not about that.
It has been difficult, I've got to say. I'm talking about the general, the experience, if you like, of coming to Hewish Park and enjoyable.
Tradition of the Somerset Yeovil supporters: have a drink, get drunk, watch football, and go home.
Well, it's not necessarily get drunk; just have a sociable drink, chat about the football.
No, but all joking one side, that's been the tradition of the Yeovil supporters.
Is that it, John?
Yeah.
Well, I've
got a whole list. I could be all night.
Okay. Yeah, let's take another one.
Mr. Chairman, I'm Chris Warren. I've been coming since I was 12 years old. I think a lot of the gateway situation is. We're a victim of the success of other clubs around us, like Bournemouth, Southampton, and Bristol City. They all got winning sides. And I know personally, a lot of my mates from Stourbridge and Murnau, they go to Bournemouth and Southampton because they want to watch winning football. You know what I mean? And
with respect to you, sir, then they're not true Yeovil Town fans. Yeah, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, well, I go along with you on that. But the reason why our gates are down is they're going to watch winning teams.
I disagree, Chris, because I actually sat in, I think it was the last home, might have been a night game, and there was three lads from Bristol and two from Froome sat in there with Yeovil shirts on. They're Yeovil supporters.
Yeah.
I don't see that one, I'm sorry. I know what you're saying, personally, but
a load of the lads from Murnau that used to come down here, they go to Bournemouth. A load of the lads from Stourbridge, they go to Bournemouth and Southampton.
But when Bristol City was struggling, how come we didn't get their 12,000 supporters down here when we were in the championship?
I've been coming down here since I was 12 years old. I used to come with a bloke called Mr. Playman, and mother used to say, I had to stay with Mr. Playman. And don't leave it. Well, he used to say, I don't care what you do, as long as you don't get in any hassle. You can go off and do what you want, and that was at the old grain. And I didn't come in here, and I'm 69 years old now, so you can work that out for yourself.